بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل آن وإلى دهر الدور كل آمين. اليوم الخامس من شهر أبيب المبارك، أحسن الله استقباله وعاده علينا وعليكم ورحمة أنتم مغفر الخطايا والزلات والأثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب أبي أخوتي أمين. في هذا اليوم استشهد القديسان العظيمان الرسولان بطرس وبولس. أما بطرس فكان من بيت صيدا وكان صيادا، فانتخب الرب ثاني يوم مادي بعد انتخابي لأخين دراوس، وكان دائماً حار وغير قوية. ولما سأل الرب تلاميذ ماذا يقول الناس عنه أجابوا إيليا وأرميا أحد الأنبياء، فقال بطرس أنت والمسيح ابن الله. بعد أن نال نعمة الروح المعزي جال في العالم يبشر بيسوع المصلوب، ورد كثيرين إلى الإيمان، وقد أجرى الله على يدي آيات كثيرة وكتب رسالتين إلى جميع المؤمنين. ولما دخل روميا وجد هناك قديس بولس الرسول بكرازتهما، آمن أكثر أهل روميا، فقبض عليه نيرون الملك وأمر بصلبه، فطلب أن يصلبوه منكسا وسلم روحه بيد الرب. As for Paul, the apostle, he was born in Tarsus 2 years before the advent of the Savior. He was a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. He was well learned in the law, the Torah, and he was jealous for it. He persecuted the Christians when they stoned Saint Stephen. Also, Paul was guarding the clothes of those who were stoning him. He took from Caiaphas the archpriest letters to the synagogues of Damascus to bind the Christians and bring them to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the goats. Then he ordered him to go to Ananias in Damascus, who baptized him. Ananias was the bishop of Damascus at that time. And at that time, or until that time, all the Christians were called disciples. So when you read the Acts of Apostles, you will find Damascus, the epistle. After that, in Antioch, they started to call all the believers Christians for the first time. He baptized him and received his sight at once. He was filled by the grace of the Comforter, and he proclaimed boldly the faith. He went around in the world preaching of the crucified Christ. He suffered much beatings, imprisonments, and was bound with fetters, some of which are mentioned in the book of Acts of the Apostles and in his epistles. He went to Rome and proclaimed the faith there, and many believed by his hands. He wrote for them the epistle to the Romans, which was the first of his 14 epistles. Finally, Nero seized him, tortured him severely, and ordered his head cut off. While Saint Paul was passing along with the executioner, he met a damsel who was kinswoman of the emperor Nero, and who had believed through him. She walked along with Saint Paul weeping to where they carried out the sentence. He comforted her and asked her for her veil. He wrapped his head with the veil and asked her to return back. The executioner cut off his head and left it trapped in the veil of the young girl. And that was in the year 67 Anno Domini. The young girl met the executioner on his way back to the emperor and asked him about Paul. And he replied, He is lying where I left him, and his head is wrapped in your veil. She told him, you are lying, for he and Peter had just passed by me. They were arrayed in the apparel of kings, and had crowns decorated with jewels on their heads, and they gave me my veil, and here it is. He showed it to the executioner and to those who were with him. They marveled and believed on the Lord Christ. God wrought by the hands of Peter and Paul many great signs and wonders, that they even carried the sick out into the streets, that as Peter came by, his shadow might fall on them, and they were all healed. The handkerchiefs of aprons were brought from the Paul's body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. It's written in Acts 19:12. May their prayers be with us. Amen. في مثل هذا اليوم أيضا استشهد القديس الوالي ماركوس والد القديسة ديميان. نعرفين أن ماركوس الوالي ده الإمبراطور ضحك عليه وخدعه وخلاه يبخر بالأوثان. فلما ديميانا بنته عرفت راحت له قالت له أنا كان أحسن يجيني خبر موتك من أني أسمع أنك أنت أنكرت إلهك. فكلمات ديميانا هزت أبوها من الأعماق. فراح تاني لدقلديانوس قال له لا أنا مسيحي وأنا غلطت. فقطع راسه. وبعدين عرف أن السبب هو بنته, فخدها هي والأربعين عذراء وعذبهم عذبات شديدة. انتهت طبعا باستشهادة هي والأربعين عذراء. صلوات الجميع تكون معنا ولربنا المجد من أبديا أمين. أكسيات
time.